With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Meteorologists last fall said Montana could be in store for a particularly cold and snowy La Nina winter. By late October, cold temperatures and record snowfall shattered regional records. But that wintry weather quickly gave way to much drier and mild conditions. What's happened to our winter and what's next? Edward O'Brien has the story.
Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer remembers that cold and snowy October weather. He says it
forced us to start feeding the cows a little earlier than we wanted.
Schweitzer raises cattle and runs a hay operation near Geyser, southeast of Great Falls. He says November, however, ushered in significant changes.
We haven't had a lot of snow in the last month or so.
According to the U.S. Agriculture Department's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman, November's temperatures ran near to slightly above average in western Montana and well above average in the state's southeastern corner. The state's southern tier received below normal monthly amounts of precipitation. The National Weather Service tweeted out this weekend that Billings hasn't had a colder than normal day since December 14th. That's 27 days and counting. All this flies in the face of commonly held perceptions that La Nina weather patterns always bring cold and wet winters to Montana. Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Noble.
La Nina is not the only factor that goes into the global climate system.
For example, Noble points out the jet stream air current over the Pacific Ocean has recently been particularly strong.
The jet is just screaming across the Pacific, and then it's breaking, and a lot of the energy is going north. You know, they'd be getting slammed with heavy precip events on the British Columbia coast into Alaska. By the time they make it over us, they're bringing southwest winds ahead of it, and they're bringing that warmer air up, keeping us mild. We've been stuck in that pattern for a while.
According to NRCS Bozeman, the last week of November marked the beginning of a prolonged dry period for almost all of Montana's mountain locations. That dry spell led to statewide declines in snowpack, especially at the low to mid elevations. NRCS water supply specialist Luca Zukowicz says a handful of active storms right before the new year helped replenish that important mountain snowpack. As of January 1st, it varied widely across Montana. In some river basins along the Rocky Mountain front, snowpack was above normal for this date and near to slightly below normal in other western Montana river basins. One notable exception, southwest Montana, which missed out on those early season snowstorms.
There areas right now which are sticking out are really the Jefferson River Basin, kind of more specifically the Ruby, the Upper Beaver Head, parts of the Madison, as well as the Gallatin River Basins. So that whole corner of southwest Montana has a snowpack which is below normal for this date.
The Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation's Michael Downey coordinates the state's drought monitoring and reporting efforts. Downey says about 34% of the state falls into drought categories ranging from D1 to D3.
D1 being moderate, D2 severe, and D3 extreme drought. The extreme drought is down in the southeastern part of the state. And then there's quite a bit of D0, which is abnormally dry. So 63% of the state is still in some kind of a drought status or warning. And that's the thing that concerns me most.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Noble did some digging and found 8 previous La Nina winters in the Missoula area with relatively dry Novembers and Decembers.
4 of those had above normal snowfall for the season. 4 of those had below normal snowfall for the season. 6 of those seasons had fairly snowy Januaries. You know, it's pretty hard to kind of nail down exactly what's going to happen.
But the weather and drought experts who spoke with MTPR agree there's still plenty of time for snow totals to recover before the start of spring runoff. According to NRCS Bozeman, only about 35% to 45% of the seasonal snowpack typically accumulates at mountain locations by January 1st. The long-range weather forecast suggests a large-scale pattern shift is possible starting later this week or early next. So what's that specifically mean? For the moment, forecasters only describe it as more typically wintry weather. We'll know more in a few days. Stay tuned. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.